Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Yeah, well.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board for this hour of Money Power, a dandy all lined up for you. Business Spotlight coming up, an executive search firm. Are you looking to relocate or are you CEO material? I'm actually going to be meeting with a somewhat famous CEO a little bit later this week, which will remain nameless, and I'm going to pick his brain because he's actually built three major companies into billion-dollar businesses. Maybe that's you. So you might want to stick around. Our special guest, executive search pro Matt Schwartz, will be joining us a little bit later on in the program. But in the meantime, I've got a lot of ground to cover this hour of Money Power. Welcome to the show, 844 Ray's show is the number. If you want to jump online, now's a really good time to do it. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Thanks for the dot there, fellas. Yes, that one. All right, so here's what I've been reading and focusing on. J.P. Morgan says the bear case for the stock market is missing a critical element. We'll have to figure out what that element is in a moment. Jeremy Siegel, whom I followed for years and years, the Wharton dude, perma bull, has been bullish throughout the entire time. He's been bullish throughout his entire life. He is finally saying the longtime bull market maybe near a top. But he hedges that bet a little bit. I'll tell you why. Also, I do want to get to this whole business of why you really shouldn't trust expert opinions like Jeremy Siegel and like where I start today. Although this gentleman is highly regarded as one of the absolute big-time best gurus of all time. In fact, he's got a whole host of really serious planners that created a company in his name. Not Vanguard. He started Vanguard. Bogleheads. Jack Bogle. Sit back, folks. Relax. We're going to talk about Bogle's five bold investment predictions for 2018 and beyond. But I couch this by saying, even the 88-year-old guru, genius that he is not right all the time, just like Mr. Buffett is not right all the time. But it's only fair that I share some of his predictions. And this one came, I think, a year or so ago, maybe a little more than a year ago. He says the U.S. market is a safer bet than the global market. I disagreed with him. Warren Buffett said the same thing. I disagreed with him. And a lot of that was coming from the standpoint that it is crystal clear that the last 10 years, the U.S. has been the place to be, despite the fact that we had this big turndown in 2008. The 10-year annual average return for the Standard & Poor's 500, 8.04% for that decade. That compared with 1.73% for the emerging markets index and 2.01% for the index of larger company stocks outside of the U.S. and Canada. So when you look at that, you say, wow, my money would have doubled every 9 years looking at just U.S., whereas it would take me 36 years to double. Well, wait a minute. We're not looking at this thing over 36 years. We're only looking at it through the microscope of a 10-year time period. And just about the time that Buffett and Bogle said that, and this is why you just can't rely on the gurus, regardless of how smart they are. What do you suppose the year-to-date numbers are? Now, the U.S. market, as you know, is still doing exceptionally well. 17.45% on the Standard & Poor's 500. That ain't too shabby. But the emerging markets are double that, 33.17%. And the EAFE, Europe, Australian, and Far Eastern markets, ex-U.S. and Canada, 21.38%. So maybe, just maybe, it's a cycle thing. Maybe because Europe went through that tragic situation with Greece and negative interest rates and all the stuff that they've had to put up with. Maybe they're getting through their global meltdown, and maybe they will lead us out of what Siegel and many others are saying likely to be a not fantastic 2018. Siegel says it's certainly not going to be double digits. What does Bogle say? Stocks will return, he says, about 4% annually over the next decade or so, rather than the 10% average return. That's significant. Here's what Bogle believes. The U.S. stock market will enter a period of relatively low returns. He reached this estimate, by the way, by looking at 2% dividend yields, a, quote, dead weight loss from the 4.4% that it's been historically, and earnings growth of about 4%, which matches typical economic growth to predict future investment returns of 6%. But then he looked at the price-to-earnings ratio being 24, which is significantly overvalued, and cut his estimate down to 4%. Could he be right? Sure, he could be right. Again, is he a smart guy? You bet. He's a smart, very rich guy. And 20 years ago, he had a heart transplant, and he's still alive and kicking. So he's got a great constitution and still a great mind at age 88. And as I said, he's got bogleheads all around the country following his every word. He invented the index fund. Remember him. He still, however, has been wrong on several occasions. Not necessarily wrong in general terms, but certainly when you look at the specifics of this particular call, anybody that decided to dump their emerging markets mutual fund left 33% on the table. He goes on to say a bond portfolio will return 3.1% annually over the next 10 years. So a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds ain't getting you much of a return. In fact, if inflation comes back to its historical 3.5% level, you won't make any money. unless you are diversified outside of just the traditional domestic stock and bond markets. Now, I know others are calling for a real estate collapse again as well. And so you must ask yourself this question. Are you better off investing in just stocks and bonds domestically? Or are you better off actually taking the advice of virtually all of the best financial advisors and diversifying? That diversification would have hurt you over the last 10 years if your diversification included just stocks and bonds domestically. If it included stocks, bonds, and international, it hurts you even more. And so therefore, a lot of people have given up on diversification. But that's a mistake, because you cannot look at your portfolio in the context of a very short time span. And as I've said many times before, my time span is a minimum of 15 to 25 years for stocks. He goes on to talk about how these lower returns are going to put pressure on Wall Street firms, and how impact investing, you know, like socially responsible and all that, is kind of a waste of time. I kind of agree with that. You know, I don't want to buy booze stocks and all that, but I can solve that problem for me morally. Just don't buy booze. Or don't buy alcohol or tobacco. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Don't go away.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It's Ray Lucia here, doing that thing I do every day for YOU. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, which we'll get to a couple of them today. They're somewhat lengthy, but very, very important. So make sure you stick around for that segment. RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. So I've been talking a little bit about these gurus and how many are predicting that the market's going to stink in 2018. And then these prognosticators, by the way, they come out of the woodwork this time every year, all the way through January or February. You're going to get some people are super bullish. Most are usually bearish. Jeremy Siegel, who's been a perma bull, says this: next year will likely bring lower returns and perhaps a pause for the stock market. Now, he's the Wharton School finance professor, whom I've followed for years and years, and he is brilliant. He truly is. He wrote the book Stocks for the Long Run. It's been updated like 100 times, and I've read it two or three times, and it is brilliant stuff. And if you think about it, he's way smarter than the bears, because he knows stocks go up three quarters of the time, go down one quarter of the time. So if you're a perma bull, you're right 75% of the time, right? But now he's saying, notice the language he's using. He's not saying crash. He's not saying go down. He's saying pause. So he's qualifying that. He's also suggesting that there's going to be another push. So all of a sudden, he doesn't sound as bearish as perhaps the headline would have made it sound. He's saying if we get tax reform, in particular corporate tax reform, he thinks the market still has some legs. Well, you know what? I'm not going to agree or disagree, because I think it's dangerous for me to predict anything. I mean, I remember about 10 years ago predicting that interest rates were going to start going up, or 8 years ago, whenever they were like hit their rock bottom, right? Oh, they got to go up sooner or later. They haven't. We're still hovering at like 2.25% on the 10-year, maybe a tad more than that. No, because those of us that attempt to do predictions usually end up with egg on our face, and I will explain why momentarily. But here we have Jeremy Siegel, perma bull, saying the market is topping out. But then you jump over to J.P. Morgan. I think we would all agree, a fairly respectable firm with all of the money in the world to buy as many gurus that they want. But what they say is this: we are seeing, this is a quote, the best synchronized global growth since the financial crisis. Well, I believe that's true. And if the globe is growing, and if in fact many of the largest companies in America, think McDonald's, think Coca-Cola, think IBM, Think of most every tech firm, Facebook and so forth. They are global firms. And as I mentioned last segment, the global markets have been terrible the last 10 years for obvious reasons. Well, as those people start to gain confidence, maybe they're trailing us by 7, 6, 5, whatever years, and they may leapfrog over us. So to eliminate the global markets from your portfolio makes no sense. Now, I know what you're thinking, but if I own McDonald's and I own Coca-Cola, I'm investing in the global markets. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because in reality, you're not typically getting the currency hedge. We've had a declining dollar. Was it down like 10%? That makes the international markets more attractive to us when that money gets repatriated over this away. So I'm going to stand by my recommendation to be globally diverse. How much? That's between you and your financial advisor. I don't make percentage recommendations anymore. That's a bit above my pay grade. I used to, 20%, 30%, 15%, 10%. You've got to discuss that with your advisor. Just keep in mind, if you were 20% allocated to international, your performance was not 8.1%, what the S&P did. It would have been significantly less than that, probably closer to 6.5% or 7%. You would have underperformed by quite a bit. But you know what? That could definitely turn. It certainly turned so far this year. So J.P. Morgan says the rally will not quit, and to stick with technology and healthcare, financials and energy. That's not a recommendation. That's just fact from J.P. Morgan's mouth to God's ears. Now, when I talk about judgment, expert judgment, I'm attracted to something that was written recently by Ben Carlson. And he quoted Philip Tetlock's Expert Political Judgment, a book that was first released like in 2006, and he just re-released it. And the book covers his studies on recognized experts in a number of fields, politics, economics, the stock market. And he uses over two decades of research. And the main takeaway is this. The so-called experts didn't do much better at predicting what's going to happen than random chance. Now, we've discussed this before. I've talked about the guru grades that CXO Advisory used to do. They quit doing it because the stats year after year after year came in. When they graded the top, what was it, 50 guru stock pickers, decision makers for portfolios, etc., every year, every decision that they made, they tracked these guys. And what they found is, on average, they were right less than 50% of the time. Now, some of these people are very, very well known. Jim Cramer, for example, very well known. Other money managers that I'm sure you've heard of on the list, they make comments or stock picks or market move picks, and they're right about half the time. Well, if you've got a quarter or a nickel or even a penny, you can flip it, and you too can be an expert. When we come back, we'll talk about expert judgment or lack thereof, and do a reality check on these so-called stock market anomalies. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia program, 25 or 6 to 4. The outro music, a wicked guitar solo. Just listen to this. I'd like to say that was me playing, but it's not. It's not me. We'll be back, folks. Don't go away.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's godless country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Philip Tetlock, he is the author of Expert Political Judgment. He's quoted as saying, humility is attainable even if forecasting accuracy is not. And he's come up with five ways or preconceptions that shape a pundit's view of reality. Now, why I cover this is because this time of the year, the pundits come out of the woodwork. And don't tell me that you don't listen to these dudes. Don't tell me that, because I know that you do. I used to get the calls all the time from my clients. Well, Cramer says this, or so-and-so says that, as if they know. But they don't. They don't. It's random. The markets are totally random. No one could have predicted that there was a volcano that was going to blow in Indonesia, in Bali, or wherever it is. No one could have predicted this kind of nonsense we're going through with North Korea, and God forbid they push the wrong button and we end up in World War III. No one can predict that stuff. Those are the so-called black swan events. Here's what Tetlock said. Number one, experts can talk themselves into believing they can do things they cannot. There are diminishing returns to knowledge in the prediction game, but overconfidence often trumps this fact. Overconfidence, a big, huge problem in investing. We all believe that we're better than we are, or that our money manager can do things they can't do. Two, experts are reluctant to admit when they're wrong and change their minds. This is called cognitive dissonance. Have you ever noticed that? I notice it all the time in Washington. There are certain people in Washington who would never, ever admit that they were, you know the rest. Number three, experts fall prey to hindsight bias. People convince themselves that they, quote, knew it all along, even when completely unpredictable events occur. Or they just plain missed it. I just missed it. You know, I didn't get my money back in the market back in March of 2009. Just missed it. Well, is your money back in the market now? Nope. Oh. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Number four, experts fall prey to confirmation bias. Experts have a hard time viewing the other side of an argument. This is why I have liberal friends. I am a conservative. You all know that. But my best friend is a liberal, big time liberal. And we have nice debates. And I find him, by the way, he's got a very, very high IQ, as many of my liberal friends do. And it gives me an opportunity to either prove some of my theories are correct or incorrect. Open-mindedness. Most people in the money management business are not open-minded. They don't look at the other side of the argument. Just like, you know, the Harry Dents of this world, who's been predicting a market crash for like the past 6-7 years. Not only a market crash, but the Dow's going to tumble to like 3,000. Meanwhile, he's so hard-headed, he keeps moving the target. Well, you know what? If the market crashed by 50% right now, it's still four times what it would have been and what he predicted it was going to be. And where were you going to put the money in? Gold? Well, that's done well, hasn't it, in the last few years? Number five, we're all patterns-seeking creatures. We are. We are all looking for a pattern. You know, I'm a surfer. I used to be. I don't do it anymore. I almost died at La Jolla Shores about 4 years ago. It was just stupid. Anyway, we're looking at those waves coming in. Those sets are coming in. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, they're 3-4 feet. I can handle that. All of a sudden, an 8-footer comes. Whoa, that pattern wasn't, and I fall and almost kill myself. A true story, by the way. The thing that you really need to focus on is the fact that predictions rarely come to fruition. And the reason for that is randomness. And I prove that out. Wesley Gray wrote about this, a reality check on stock market anomalies. Haven't we been told that those pricing anomalies, when you find a stock where the price is off compared to its historic trends, that's a good time to buy, and other anomalies? Well, investors looking to take advantage of anomalies in the stock market may want to read this article, A Reality Check on Stock Market Anomalies. Three academics have been making waves in the investment community with a published paper replicating anomalies by three people whose names I don't even want to try to communicate to you because they're impossible to get right. Doesn't matter. Here's what they said. The paper will make you question deeply held investment beliefs. For example, do you believe, like many investors do, that searching for high dividend yielding stocks is a sound approach for generating higher returns? And they go on, think again. Now, haven't we been taught that? Go out and buy nice, high dividend paying stocks because you get higher returns? Well, evidently, that is not necessarily the case. Doesn't mean you won't do well. Doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It just means that it's not going to produce higher returns. So here are the takeaways from this study. Number one, the market is probably more efficient than you think. 447 anomalies were looked at, but they found that only 54% of those anomalies cannot be replicated. So 54%, totally random events. So if you're looking for a pattern, half of them are bogus. Next, the classic investing factors of value and momentum do survive scrutiny. So now we're learning. Value, generally represented by portfolios of cheap stocks, hold up well in the analysis, earning higher expected returns than the general market and growth stocks. Momentum, or strategies that hold on to winners, also hold up, which might be a pretty strong argument for buy and hold, wouldn't it? If you're buying mutual funds that are investing in large momentum-driven companies, you know, like Apple and so forth, buy and hold holds up. Next, cheap companies with high return on equity generate the highest expected return. That goes back to the value play. Makes sense. Warren Buffett was right. You got to look for companies that are cheaply priced. Number four, portfolio construction matters a lot. This is where I focus most of my attention, on portfolio construction. We talked a little bit about how stocks aren't expected to do well over the next 10 years, how bonds aren't expected to do well. Well, is your portfolio constructed exclusively of stocks and bonds? Where's your real estate? Where's your private debt? Where are non-correlating assets, alternative strategies, alternative investments? I'm looking into a franchise right now for supplemental income. Risky? You bet. But if in fact you can make, say, a $150,000 investment and turn that into $75,000 a year of income, of passive income, or even $50,000 a year of passive income by hiring managers and all that stuff, you get your money back in 3 years. So unbelievably good stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break and come back with more of the Ray program. Stick around.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, I learned a lot from this this article, a reality check on stock market anomalies. But most of the stuff we already knew. For example, small stocks are preferable to large stocks. We've known that for years. Better performance, a little riskier, but over the long term, no, they work out better. Equal weighting is better than market cap weighting. I think Bogle might disagree with that. But by and large, if you equal weight an index, you're getting more money going to the smaller companies and less money going to the bigger companies. So it would stand to reason that an equal weight would, over long term, work out better. The one I disagreed with that I learned, rebalancing more is better than rebalancing less. I have disputed that in the past. I'm willing to go back and rethink what I've said based on this, because I've always been a big believer that the more you rebalance, the more you just create costs, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I'll look at it, and I'll report back to you, because I've read other studies that said, nah, you know, once a year, once every other year is fine, and I'm okay with that. Either way, of the 447 potential factors, those so-called anomalies that are found in academic literature, check this out. A mere 15% pass an initial replication test. What does that mean? They can be replicated. In other words, those successful things like small caps are better than large caps, that's replicatable. 15% of the 447 of those, most of which we've known about forever and ever. Amen. So the verified factors, I'll close with this, represent strategies investors have known about for decades. Buying cheap stocks, buy winners, buy quality, and so on and so on. In short, there isn't much new on the scene these days, despite piles of academic research suggesting there are potential gold nuggets throughout the marketplace. Even academics can confuse themselves and make life more complicated than it really needs to be. Be skeptical of fund management companies that hire famous academic researchers with the hope of improving their offerings. One must always ask the real question, is this fancy professor being hired to help the process? Or is the hire a marketing ploy to sell the product? We've seen that in the past. And the fact is, no one can predict the future. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's see if we can do an email or two in the time we have left. All right, the first one up is Ken. Ken asks this question. I have a large 401k profit sharing plan. When I get to be 70 and a half, the RMD, required minimum distribution, will be large, obviously. That will happen in about 7 years. I will probably, misspelled, not need the money. One of them is misspelled and the other one isn't. I will probably need the money and it will probably go to my heirs. He's not going to need the money. I have been pitched the idea to take about half of this money and buy life insurance. This life insurance would be tied to the S&P 500 and earn a decent return, I was told. Also, I was told that I could borrow against the policy to pay the required taxes. The pitch was that when I passed, the money would go to my heirs tax-free. Does this idea make sense, or would I be better off letting it grow in my retirement account? Your opinion would be greatly appreciated. Ken, there's actually some merit to this, but the pitch is wrong. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Listen, let's say you've got $1 million in your retirement account, and you want to take half of it and put it into a life insurance policy that'll probably pay $2.5 million to your heirs. And that'll work out really well, except that you'll have no money left in your retirement account. Because by the time you take a distribution of $1 million, you only have $500,000 left. There's no money left. So this pitch is not accounting for the taxes. And if they are accounting for the taxes, then I'm saying, okay, if you like the strategy, then why don't you do it this way? Why don't you just take, if you want to buy a $2.5 million policy, why don't you just take $30,000-$40,000 out per year? And instead of catapulting into the 40-45% income tax bracket and phase outs and all that stuff, take the money out in the 25% or 30% bracket incrementally over your time. If you have $1 million, a $30,000-$35,000 premium is just a 3.5% return. So what if you could earn 6.5% on the money? You can take your RMD, that required minimum distribution, pay your tax on it, and put the money into the life insurance policy that way. Or if it's a 401k plan and you're still working for the next 7 years, you might be able, if it's your own company, to buy the life insurance policy with 401k money, with pre-tax money, and then distribute that policy for its interpolated terminal reserve value, proximate cash value, 7 years from now when you retire. And that way, many of the upfront loads might have been paid for with pre-tax dollars. Please don't do this without getting really good legal and technical advice. I'm just a talk show host who's got a little bit of experience in this area. But the idea is not a bad one. It's not a bad one. You're able to leverage this retirement plan, which is going to, you know, you've got to take required minimums anyway, and your heirs are going to end up paying tax through the nose anyway. On a big retirement plan like that, you don't need the money. You want to maximize the retirement for your heirs. Do it my way and not your broker's way, because it will be a taxing experience, the likes of which you will not ever want to repeat. So make it easy on yourself. Just take the amount out that you need to fund the premiums, satisfy your required minimum distribution, and then keep the rest of your money invested. And how aggressively? Invest it more aggressively. Why not? Invest it more aggressively. Because then you'll have the death benefit that goes to your heirs tax-free, and you'll have a big jumbo retirement plan instead of paying a boatload of taxes. Thank you for the emails. Now I'm making a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.